Hello, citizens of the multiverse, and welcome back to another episode of Elseworlds Finest. Today, I am not joined by Kate, but I'm joined by my roommate, David.
Hello.
So, as some of you may know, Life is Strange 2 just came out yesterday, and I wanted to talk about this game because I really loved it. And
great David, game, great yep. game.
So, I guess we'll just jump right into it.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah. The jitters, the first podcast jitters.
I know,
yeah.
Right? Oh, my time to shine.
Yeah. To all possibly 60 listeners.
Amazing!
Yeah, we got 60. We're really ramping it up.
Oh, jeez. If they don't fall in love with me instantly, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm going to get a bunch of, where's David? Get rid of Kate! And then Kate's going to be like, fine, I'll make my rival podcast.
Oh, the drama, the conflama.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Okay. So, Life is Strange. So, there will be spoilers, obviously. And, first, the big spoiler. I actually got this game spoiled for me.
Did you really?
I got the Mark Jefferson twist spoiled.
Oh, no!
My friend, we were watching Seven, and in the opening credits of Seven, there are all these pictures hung up, and I was like,
yeah.
It's like, Life is Strange. My friend was like, Life is Strange, the teacher did it.
Oh!
And then
no.
Yeah, it was my friend Adam. Yeah, that's right, I'm giving names.
Ooh,
I'm giving names.
Spill the tea, Gold.
Yeah, it was my friend Adam, and I'm waiting for Avengers 4, and I will spoil Avengers 4 for
I'm
him.
Mad at Adam.
Yeah. And then, like, after that, I was just, like, I felt so broken because, like, I had only played the first two episodes, and
yeah.
I loved Mark Jefferson.
I never trusted him. I always got a shifty vibe from him.
I don't know. I like, because, like, I don't know, because, like, looking back, he was too much of a nice guy.
Yeah.
But then it was just, I just saw, like, because, like, everything was going wrong for everybody, so just seeing
That's
a nice
true.
Guy in the game, I was like, you know what, Mark Jefferson? You and Samuel are my favorite.
Samuel, oh my god, I loved him.
I made
he
sure
became
to
such a meme for me.
I was sure to talk to him every day.
Thank god, he needed it.
And did you find when you go into the janitor's closet, he has women's clothing in there?
Yes.
So he's an autistic transgender woman, and I thought that was
like,
so good.
Honestly, that's like, I don't know, it, like, blew my mind, like, the little, like, Easter eggs I have hidden in there.
Yeah, like the one I remember is that when you walk, in the very beginning, you walk into this girl's room, and you can see she has a positive pregnancy test on the floor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you could talk to her about it, but I was so scared to, because I don't think I got the rewind power yet. No, I did, but I was just so scared to, like, talk to her about it.
Oh, yeah.
So then, like, now if I replay the game, I just want to see, like, what's up.
just fuck it up as much as you can.
Yeah, I just kind of want to see, like, ooh, what's up with you, girl? Who knocked you up?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I was, like, too afraid to, like, do anything, like, controversial. Like, I was very, like, I, like, tiptoed around everything.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because, like, even though I knew I could just rewind time, it was just,
I was like, ooh, but I want to make the correct decision the fourth time, though.
I know, like,
yeah.
I didn't want to be, like, that person, like, oop, I, like, there was one where it was, like, you had to help Warren with his homework, and you go up to the girl who knows the answers.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think I went up the hole. I, like, looked it up. I think I just, like, kept guessing.
I eventually went up to her, and then she was just like, I don't want to talk about that. It's just like, you don't even know me. I don't want to talk about that. And I was just like, bitch, okay, I'm not wasting
so many people
on
said
you.
That, and I was like, shut up. Talk about it.
I know.
I was like, oh my god.
It's like, maybe in the, because like, it's a French game, so maybe
mm-hmm.
like in France, just saying, I don't want to talk about it is like,
maybe,
okay.
Maybe that's just like
how they do it. But then like in America, somebody says, I don't want to talk about it.
I'm like, I don't care.
I know, like, fuck you, dude.
I want to talk about it.
I know, it's homework answers. I'm not asking about your mother's maiden name and your first pet's name, Kelsey.
I'm not asking for your firstborn.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what happens when you mix carbon and sulfur? I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, I don't want to talk about your stupid fucking drone, Kelsey, okay?
Oh my god, that fucking drone,
I remember the first episode, it just flew and it just crashed, and I was just like, and looking back, I'm like, yeah, Kelsey.
I was
yeah.
like, Kelsey, dissolve that.
Yeah. What, speaking of side characters, Alyssa,
What, who was she?
She was like the big girl with the purple hair, and like she like always like.
Oh my god! And we were always saving hole.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm not good with names, but I know exactly who you're talking about. We saved all, like, what? I think I did, like, four times.
Oh, I got
Like.
all five.
Okay, Diana, we get
Okay, yeah, I'm just hooping at video
it.
games, yeah.
Literally. No, I'm like, oh my god, every single time I was like, what is the purpose of this?
I know, I thought at the
I was like,
very
who
end,
are
so.
you?
She was one of Victoria's friends, so
Yeah,
that's
well,
why.
yeah.
Victoria, right? No, Victoria is the bad one.
No, Victor,
Kate.
I was gonna say,
Kate, she was one
Kate
of
was the girl who almost
killed
killed herself,
herself.
and Victoria was the
Bitch,
bitch.
she was the
Yeah,
bitch,
okay,
yeah.
yeah.
Because I remember going to Victoria's room, and you see, because, like, that's one of the questions when she's about to kill yourself. Like, you can bring up, like, people, and
Oh, yeah.
Alyssa's her best friend, so, like, you bring that up, but if you don't, I think she jumps.
I think, yeah.
Because, like, did you save Kate?
I did.
Okay, I did too. For
Okay,
me,
cool.
it came down to the last question about the Bible verses.
Oh.
And then the thing was, I remembered that New Testament Bible verse from CCD. So I was like, wait a minute.
Shut
I was like,
up.
wait a minute. Is that the one we learned in sixth grade CCD? I think it is.
I was like, is this the one I've been learning my entire
Yeah,
childhood?
I know. So then I was like, oh. Thank you, Miss. I forget my sixth grade CC. She was like this Hispanic lady, so I'm like, oh,
Love
thank you, Miss Whatever. You
that.
helped me save this girl's life.
Bless.
But then.
No, did anything ever come of Alyssa? Yeah, Alyssa, right?
No, it's just you just. Oh, wait, no, it's like you get this little thing. It's like you save her in episode 5 when the storm is coming. You need to, like,
Yeah.
get up to where she is. She's stuck in the house. And then, as soon as you save her, something's about to fall on you. And she's like, Max, watch out. And she pushes you out of the way. And she's like, guess I saved you, Max.
Oh yeah. That was like the big, that was it.
Yeah,
Like
that was it.
I thought there was gonna like
I thought that was like a
something to
special reward, yeah.
Yeah. And
But I don't know. I still felt good saving her.
Oh yeah, I don't regret saving hole, but also like
I want a completion
where was
bonus.
my reward?
I know. It's like, bitch, this is a video game. But then, yeah, because, like, I always felt bad because it's like people would just throw
Throw
stuff
like
at her
footballs
head.
at
They'd,
all.
like, throw footballs at her head. I'm like,
Yeah.
who are these people?
And I was like, is this college?
I'm like, is this Ramapo
Bitch.
College? Excuse me?
Is this
Was
Ramapo
that
College
my.
something Josie Amawa?
Yeah. I know. And then. Oh, man, I got messed up. Let me just look.
What?
Alyssa. Yeah, I always helped her. And then we talked about saving. Oh, did you save that homeless lady? I didn't even know the
No.
homeless lady was in the
I
game.
don't remember. I think I'm on the same page as you. I don't think I remember a homeless lady.
Yeah, because, like, I remember at the end of episode 5, it was warned the homeless lady about the storm, and I was like, what homeless lady?
Yeah. Same.
And then, like, apparently, one of the endings, you kill Frank, the drug dealer.
Yeah. I remember I got like stuck on that. I got stuck on like what combination was the right combination. So I think I
Yeah.
like might have killed him twice and then like
Oh my
rewound.
God.
Be like, this can't be right.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like a golden rule was just like if you don't like kill anything or anyone, like an animal, you're like kind of making the right decision.
Yeah.
So every single time I ended up like killing him, I was like, I don't think this is right.
Yeah, because, like, the one where I saw you could kill him is, like, when Chloe gives him, like, at the very end, like, when they're just like, here's your money, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I let Chloe take the money for the handicap fund.
Same.
Because I was thinking, like, this guy has a gun, and he's a drug dealer, and he
Yeah.
was with Rachel, so he doesn't really have a good vibe with Chloe.
Also, did we see any characters who needed, who were disabled? I don't remember seeing anyone in like a wheelchair, is what I'm
No.
saying. So, maybe at the school. Okay, wait, also, were they in college?
No, they were like in a high
They
school.
were in a boarding high school?
Yeah.
Okay. No, so like, did they need a handicap fund?
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't think you need this handicap. Like, I remember when she said it's for the handicapped fund. I'm like, this principal's a shit show. He's not giving it to the
I was like,
handicapped.
prove
Yeah.
it!
So then I was just like, oh, and then so then like we went and Chloe's just like, here's your money, fuck you, and we left. And at the end of the episode, it's like, killed Frank. 4% of people did this. I'm like, you can shoot. So I guess if you have the
Yeah.
gun and no money, you kill
You
Frank.
kill Frank, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, 'cause, like, I kind of liked Frank.
I disagree.
Yeah, okay.
I guess how old are we deciding Frank is?
That is very true because Rachel was still in high school, yeah.
That A, and B, he's like harassing these two other girls in high
Yeah.
school. And I'm just I don't get it, but on a minuscule scale, I can understand where he's coming from, but he's a psychopath because he's like he's harassing these girls in high school, point blank in the period. You know what I
Okay.
mean?
I don't know. I just kind of felt like I didn't feel like he was harassing them because when they had the gun, he wasn't just like, I'm gonna like do this, that, and that. He's just like, don't be stupid and give me the gun. So I feel like he really didn't want trouble. It's just that he was a drug dealer and he needed his money. And he, because like, especially when they showed, like, after every episode, they always show the shots of him with his dog.
Yeah.
I felt like it's like all the shots, like the shots in this game, they were really good.
Agreed.
Because like especially in those, that's where I really felt a lot of Frank's character, because I felt like he's just a guy who has a dog and he just doesn't want to hurt like Max and Chloe, but you know, some but then like depending on how you do it, he needs to get his money.
I kind of felt like he would be okay with holding Max and Chloe if it benefited him to such a point.
Okay. I don't know, I didn't really.
Yeah, I mean, also, whatever.
Yeah, it's true. It's just Frank.
It's Frank.
He was crying about Rachel at the end, and I was just like,
was like, we get
we
it.
get it, you said to the high school girl.
Like.
That made me, cause like the whole thing with Rachel. Did you play Life is Strange Before the Storm? Okay,
No.
I don't really like it. So I only
Okay.
played like the first episode. But then it's just
Oh,
like,
it's a whole different game. Then yeah,
yeah.
no, I didn't. Yeah.
So then it's like you. So then it's like that whole game, it's about Chloe and Rachel's relationship, but I couldn't get into it and Rachel's character because I know she cheats on Chloe with Frank.
Right.
So then I'm just like, why would I want to get invested in
Yeah,
this love
what's the
story
point?
if she cheats on him? And that kind of made me. And that kind of like. That fact that she was cheating on Chloe kind of. It kind of like. Kind of made it's just like that was just one shitty
The
thing in Chloe's
yeah, there was
life.
like no point of like trying to. Is that what you
Yeah,
mean?
it's like
Yeah.
and it's like when we found her, it's like I didn't really not that I didn't care that she was dead, but it's just kind of like you know, she cheated on Chloe and then I kind of feel like I just kind of like when I found her dead, I just kind of felt like, well, it was a shitty end to a shitty life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
I don't know, because the only thing we knew about Rachel in the beginning is that she was Chloe's girlfriend, and like especially in the junkyard where you see their little hideout and everything, you're just like, okay, they were like good girlfriends, but then when you see the pictures of her and Frank, I'm just kind of like, ooh, I don't really want Chloe to find Rachel, and then when she.
No, exact. Yeah, exactly.
But then like the bigger tragedy of it is that Chloe kept giving Rachel the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that like hurt my heart.
Yeah,
I was like, come on, see the
I'm just like,
light.
Max is right here. She loves
I
you. Max loves
know.
you with all her heart. Stop worrying about Rachel. But then I liked as like the episodes went on, like kind of like after episode one, she stopped going, Rachel, Rachel, Rachel.
Oh, she talked about Rachel so
In
much.
episode
I
one,
was like,
yeah.
shut up. Max is right here.
I know. It's like after they did the where they're walking on the train tracks, she shut up about Rachel and I was like,
Yeah,
thank God.
that was the point. That was the point. Yeah.
And then oh, that shot when they're walking on the train tracks. I have a shirt and it has
Do you
that. Yeah, I have
really?
a Life is
Oh,
Strange shirt
that's
and it has where they're
beautiful.
walking on the train tracks. And then I just love what she says where Chloe's just like she's just like you're gonna like, she said like Max you're like because like Max was just like I don't think I'm any good at what I do and Chloe's just like Max I've known you forever and you're gonna do great and she said like and I'm gonna be by your side so I'm like Chloe because like I've seen all these things where like Chloe's a horrible friend I'm just like no she's not she was able to forgive Max for leaving and just wanted her best friend back in her life.
Yeah, I think she's more misunderstood than she is a bad person.
Yeah, because like all this stuff happened to Chloe, so it's kind of understandable.
Yeah.
Like, her dad, like, when you see, like, the only thing I liked about Life is Strange Before the Storm is that you get Max and Chloe's last day together. So, that last day is when the mom comes home and says her dad is dead. So, Max left, so her best friend left her just as her dad died. So then that's like a shitty thing that happened to
That's
her.
like too much to
And then
process.
your mom marries this guy who's like abusive, and then it's just like, of course you would end
Of
up,
course we're fucked up.
yeah, because like all this horrible shit happened to you, and then all she wanted was a friend, and she saw her old friend, and then good thing Max wanted to be friends with Chloe again. Like if anything, Max would be the bad friend. I'm not saying that she is, but because she left and barely talked to
Exactly.
Chloe.
Yeah, I think Max has that. What am I trying to
It's like
say?
if anybody's the bad friend, it'd be Max.
No, exactly. That's it. Because Chloe went through so much that it's like, how can you really blame her for how she's acting? Like, how do you really have that mindset?
And then, speaking of Max, oh, I don't have anything on my
She just pulls up her notes. Speaking of Max, oh, I don't have anything written down about
Yeah,
Max.
because like I was just like, I'll remember all my Max and Chloe stuff when we get here. It's like, shit, I don't remember any of my Max and Chloe stuff. I don't know. Oh, Max, I loved just seeing Max realize that she likes girls.
Oh, same. That kind of like transformation of like realizing who she was like, go
That was like a sweet realization because
you.
like because it's like she had a best because it was her best friend, so it's not like this thing where she was like pining after somebody and then you realize, oh no, she's straight or she doesn't like you. It's like she had somebody who lo it's like they both loved each other,
Yeah,
so it was a
and then they fell in love with each
yeah.
other.
So then it was kind of like a safe place for Max to like figure out who she is.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, I what did you do? Did you sacrifice Chloe or save the bay?
I saved Chloe. I
Okay.
had to.
That choice got me hung up because
It was very much like head versus heart. I was like, I know she's just gonna die again. Like, I know it. But, like, I can't.
I know, 'cause like I was trying to rationalize with myself, like, you know, it's just like a storm. People will survive. It's not gonna kill everybody.
Oh.
But then I just said, like, I can't kill so many
Oh, so
people.
you sacrificed
I
Chloe.
sacrificed Chloe, but then that's the ending where you get the kiss, the real
Yeah,
kiss.
the.
'Cause like I saw that and they just lean into each other and they kiss and then it pans out and you see the storm and I was like, oh my God, that's that like that shot just sums up their entire relationship. Because it's something that was never meant to be, but yet it
It
happened.
happened. I remember looking that up on YouTube because obviously that was the ending I didn't choose. And I was like, I gotta know what happened. I was like, I gotta see it. And I was like, oh my God.
And the funeral.
Oh, I like almost cried. I
Me.
was like, I like didn't like, I like didn't like get choked up, but I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, like when I saw the funeral, I was like I didn't like I cried at other parts in the game, but this part I didn't cry. I just felt so dead
Yeah,
inside, I couldn't
it
feel
was like
anything.
very intense. I was
And
like,
also like nobody showed up to her funeral.
yeah, there were like four people there or
It
something.
was the
There were,
parents and Max brought and Warren came with Max for
yeah,
support.
four people, yeah.
So then it's just like so that's why it's like it's so important that what Chloe said, where she said, Max, no matter like what, like remember, like no matter what timeline you're in, no matter what's happening, remember that what we had was real and it happened. And she said, please, because that was the only time Chloe was a good person. So if Max forgot about that, I'm tearing up right now. I cry a lot on this
We
podcast.
can't
I know,
handle
this is like the third time I've teared up on this podcast, honestly.
it.
But it's just, and then it's just, do you think Max told Chloe's mom, like, what happened, like, with the time travel and everything?
No, I don't think so. Because I think at that point it's kind of like it's done and over with.
And also, like, if she told her mom, like, I had the power to save your daughter.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
and
it's just
then.
like too much to go into that she just wouldn't understand coming from a muggle's perspective.
Yeah, but I just, because, like, I don't know, I just want Joyce to know that her daughter was at least a good person, even for a little bit, and was happy, even for a little bit. Because, like, her mother.
Joyce dissolves so much.
Joyce is,
She
yeah.
dissolves the world.
I mean, like, all Joyce does is love her daughter and want the best for her. And she thought that meant having a husband, because you see in Life is Strange before the storm, she was like pawning off her shit because she couldn't pay for the house. So she so so for her marrying David, she justified so like she justified her non-existent love for him by saying Chloe needs a house and two parents, so I'll marry this guy.
Yeah, no, she really just wanted what was best for Chloe, even though she didn't really know what that was, but she thought she knew what was.
Yeah,
Does that make sense? Yeah.
because like, I don't know, because like, she kind of like underestimated how close Chloe was with her father.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Because she just kind of thought like, oh, Chloe and her father, it's like
It's like a normal.
father-daughter relationship, but it's
Yeah,
just
they were so close.
he was everything to her.
Yeah.
And then like with him dying and then Max leaving, it's just, of course, Chloe happened.
Then Chloe became Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But then, like, I don't know. I just really like Chloe.
Same.
Even like with all the bad stuff she does, it's like you see that she's kind of like BoJack Horseman to, like, do you know BoJack Horseman? No, it's okay.
No.
But then, like, to any people like who's listening who knows BoJack Horseman, BoJack Horseman is like a shitty person, but he's just trying his hardest to do the right thing and doesn't know what it is.
And that's so di that's the core of it. Like, that's like why it's almost okay. It's like, or at least at the very least, they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to
Yeah.
be a good
It's like
person.
they don't like Chloe doesn't like, well, like Chloe doesn't like being indebted to drug dealers and getting into like rumbles with them. She doesn't like being like a dick to her mom. It's just so much has happened to her.
That's like all she knows at this point.
Yeah. And when she's with Max, you can see her trying to be a better person, because when she's with Max, all that like hardcore, like hard bitch, like exterior peels
Oh,
back.
goes, yeah, goes away.
Even though a lot of people say, oh, my favorite Max and Chloe scene is when they're on the train tracks, but my favorite's when they're in the pool.
My God, I was really about to say that. I was like, my favorite's when they're in the pool.
Yeah, because
'Cause
like the
it's
train
so.
tracks. Yeah, sorry, you go.
No, 'cause I guess, like, the pool scene is so, like, real. Like, I feel like they're both just so much themselves with each other that I guess seems, like, so genuine.
Yeah, because like I feel like on the train tracks there were still friends coming back into each other's lives.
Agreed.
But in the pool, they were both they were already they were good friends in the pool, and I think they were starting to see their love for each other. Because like when you see it, the way Chloe looks at Max and the way that Max like does that little like ooh, like the
Yeah.
little like ooh, do I reciprocate? Like ooh.
Yeah.
And then like
No, yeah,
and
100%.
she's and then like Chloe even says in the pool that Max is the reason why she wants to stay in Arcadia Bay, because she loves Max so much. And then like what they and then like again she tells Max that like I'm not going anywhere, but this time Max says it too.
I think that's the moment when they kind of, like, start. Maybe not
Falling in love
start.
with each other, but like they realize
Yeah. They
like damn.
realize. Yes.
So then yeah, and then like I just like when they said there's an, I like my favorite like I of that scene is just like I just like when she's like there's an otter in my water, and I was just like, ooh, Chloe, you're ruffling me up. I was like, ooh, Chloe, what is this?
Chloe, oh my goodness.
Like that was like because like Max is such a good girl. Max is like, ooh, Chloe, you're going hot and
Yeah.
heavy today.
Oh
Like that's Max's hot and heavy.
my God, Max.
Because like in Life is Strange Before the Storm, Chloe and Rachel play Two Truths and a Lie, and then Chloe writes like journals to Max, and she says like, for you, Max, it'll be two truths and oh my god, I'm so sorry for doing this, you know it all three truths. So then I'm just like, so then like, of course there's an otter in my water would be like,
like, ooh,
Chloe, this is so hot and heavy.
Yeah, Max is such a prude, but yeah, also like same, but also like I relate.
Yeah.
Also, something that bothered me about Max for being like the super quiet and like naughty girl,
yeah,
like she has like a lot of like people who just like straight up hate her.
Yeah, like Victoria, I don't get why she hates her, but
why?
Like, because I think what it is that because like Mark Jefferson was already scouting out models. No, his model was supposed to be Victoria, so that doesn't count. But then like,
well, I
remember when Victoria was talking to Jefferson in that one, she was just like, you know, we could go to San Francisco together and maybe we could, so she like wanted to like fuck him and she was just like, is Max stepping in on my man? But like, then like, that's kind of a stretch too.
I know, I completely agree with that actually. I think that's the main reason why Victoria doesn't like Max, but also like, I feel like in Victoria's mind, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But to literally no one else does that.
It makes sense. Like, it's only a Victoria thing.
Exactly. And I was like, Victoria, girl, you're crazy.
I
like,
know.
What's your problem?
And then, like, Nathan, I could understand why he hated Max. Because, like, he was so angry at everybody about, because, like, what Mark Jefferson made him do.
Yeah.
So, like, I get why he's angry at everybody.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that.
Yeah. And then speaking of Nathan, who do you think was like not like the better asshole, but the more developed asshole, Nathan or Victoria?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say Victoria.
Okay. Why? I'm like an essay.
I know, like, right? I was like,
give evidence, MLA citation, two sources.
The dreaded question, why? I'm going to say Victoria, because I think Victoria had moments, few and far in between, but had moments of like, oh, she's a person.
Yeah, kind of like when she was, because she was sincere with Kate when she almost killed herself.
Yes, like that. And, I'm, this might be completely wrong, but I just feel like, was there a moment with the paint bucket that she was, like, not necessarily nice to Max, but she was kind of, like, talked to on, with Max on, like, a human level?
Yeah, because Max warned, because the only way to get Victoria to, like, move was to spill the paint on her.
Yeah.
And then Max was right there with her camera and she could take the picture. But then when Victoria saw, she was just like, Max, thanks. She's like, I know you hate me, so thank you for not like using your hate against me.
That's what I remember. Yeah. So like just little super small things like that. I'm like, Victoria's not like completely disgusting.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Nathan to me is more like one-sided.
I'm like the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Because like for me, Victoria, like even though those small moments were there, it wasn't enough for me to see her as like, oh, she's like a person.
Yeah.
But then like with Nathan, because like at first like I thought Nathan was just another like, oh, he's just like some asshole jock. But then like when you see that like when you start to put everything together,
uh-huh,
like his father wants him to be like a successful, like rich, successful person like him. But then what he wants to do is take pictures and he's good at it. And then here's this guy who comes in and says, if you want to be great like me, like come with me and I'll show you some stuff. And then because with all the pressure that's on him, he's just like, oh, maybe all like this tying up girls is okay.
I think my problem with Nathan is his background, which is just like spoiled rich kid, which I guess Victoria is too.
Yeah.
But like for me, Nathan's backstory of like his father wanting him to be like successful, like I can't, like I feel like there's no person who's like, oh yeah, same. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like all of our parents want us to be successful, but like I feel like Nathan's biggest problem is that his dad like wants to be like a successful businessman instead of a photographer. It's kind of like, All right,
I
like I
know.
get it, but like, dude.
I know, but it's like, I guess I kind of felt it more because like
But no, I see your
I'm
point.
a creative writing major, and then like, my parents, my dad has a doctorate in like physical therapy, so he's a doctor.
Yeah.
So then like, I kind of feel like sometimes they're just like, you could have done something else.
Right.
So then like I see, so then like, because like Nathan would just wanted to be great so badly, he went along with it. And in his mind, he knew it was wrong, but he was so afraid of his father, he couldn't do anything. So then it killed him in the end.
Yeah.
So then, like, that's kind of how I felt towards Nathan.
Oh, yeah, I see that. I see that.
Because, like, I see him kind of as Chloe, where it's like, well, not entirely like Chloe, but he was like, he's a bad person, and you could, and but then like, not that he wants to do the right thing, but then. Yeah, I think he is like Chloe, where he's a bad person, but he wants to do the right thing. But he's so much deeper into being shitty than Chloe, he can't claw any way out.
Someone just called me twice. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll just. Okay, yeah. So while David is doing that, I'm just gonna talk about So yeah, something where I was in the Philippines. Well, yeah, no, nah, of course I was in the. Let me start over. First two episodes of Life is Strange during the summer. But I had to go to the Philippines. And of course, the Philippines means no Life is Strange. So I like those first two episodes made me fall in love with Chloe. So when I was sitting in like the airport, like I was sitting in this airport console, and I was just like, I had some Chloe cravings. I was just like, I want to hear Chloe's voice. But that may sound creepy because she's a fake person, but the voice and the character just like So then like I googled who the voice actress is, and the voice actress is Ashley Burch. Ashley is one of the greatest human beings ever. Ashley Burch, if you're listening, we could do a collab. I could interview you. Maybe when I start writing some stuff to get published, you could voice them. I don't know. Oh, I just have like such a big celebrity crush on Ashley Burch. But anyway, like I found Ashley Burch. She makes videos called "Hey Ash, Whatcha?" And that night when I got to the house in the Philippines, I stayed up all night and I watched all of Ashley Burch's videos. And I was just like, this satisfies the lack of Chloe. And then after that, I fell in love with Ashley Burch. And I was like, what games is she in? I was like, she's on Horizon Zero Dawn, but that's only for PlayStation. I'll buy a PlayStation. She's in Telltale Guardians of the Galaxy. I'll buy Telltale Guardians of the Galaxy. And then, yeah, so I just fell in love with Ashley Burch because of this, and I'm glad I did. And I am so anal about stuff sometimes. So in my Google search history, I always make sure Ashley Burch is at the top. So after every time I Google something, I always re-Google Ashley Burch so she's
That's
right at the top.
amazing.
Because I like Ashley Burch and Katie McGrath, I always keep at the
That's
top two.
dedication.
Because
I love that.
Ashley Burch is just. She's just a beautiful person with a beautiful voice. Oh my god. And
Sorry
Katie
about
McGrath
that.
is the same thing.
Sorry about that, by
Oh no, it's
the
cool. I understand.
way.
So then
No, but love that. Love the dedication.
to Ashley Burch. I
Yes.
know. So now like when I play Horizon Zero Dawn and then like I hear her voice going and then sometimes she uses like the pouty Chloe voice and then I'm just like, "Oh my god, it's pouty Chloe." I'm just like, can Hannah Tell come in and just be like, "Don't worry, Chloe, everything's gonna turn out okay." And then it's just like, it's like if Aloy had a traveling companion, it would be voiced by Hannah Tell.
Oh my God, we love a dedicated sistle.
Yeah. So what else is on my list? We talked about David a little bit, but I'll just talk about him some more because like, he's the one who saved Max.
Yes, yeah.
And he killed Mark Jefferson. He just straight up shot him. And then,
Facts, facts.
but then like I the whole time is that like, cause like he was abusive and a shitty person, but it's like, I like that the writers showed why people are abusive,
Yeah.
because like they didn't just like make him like cause like I don't think the character would have. Like the story wouldn't have been as well rounded if it was just like, here's a shitty guy.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked as well.
Because like you could see that David really wants what's best for Chloe, But probably his dad hit him, so now all he knows is when the kid's acting up, you hit
You
him.
hit him. I feel like all these characters have something in common. That's just like. And that's they're trying their best, but their best isn't what's actually best.
Yeah.
I feel like for David, he had such a big change at the end when,
He came after Chloe, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I don't know why I was
Yeah, that's
hesitating on
okay.
that. No, exactly. I feel like that literally complete 180 of personality. Well,
Yeah.
maybe not complete, but
Because, like, yeah. But then, like, when you have to tell, when you, because, like, there's a choice, and I told him that Chloe died,
I think I did too.
and he just broke down. You could tell, like, oh my God,
He KO'd.
he really did love Chloe. It's just his background made him into a person who's abusive. And then it's just like this goes back to what, like, in high school we learned in psych, is that if you hit kids, no matter how good of a person they are, they're gonna think hitting people is
Is
okay.
okay.
And I think that's like a David is a sorry, but David is a textbook example of that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And
Based
then
in like true science, I think.
yeah, so then like And then, like, it just made him a more well-rounded character than just shitty guy number five.
Right.
What else do
Then
I...
typical, just like shitty stepdad.
Yeah. Homeless lady, Alyssa, autistic, how did you like Arcadia Bay? Like, the setting of it?
I felt it was very just like normal,
Mm-hmm.
and I think that for this type of story and setting, it was a good like juxtaposition. Like I feel like nothing about Arcadia Bay like itself was
Yeah.
like had anything to play in like this world that Max was in.
Yeah.
So I think that was a very I think that was just like interesting to not have it being like this futuristic dystopian kind of like
Yeah.
Hunger Gamesy
Yeah.
style world, yeah.
Because like it really, to me, it really felt like a town in the Pacific Northwest, especially like when you talk to the fisherman, and he's like, "Well, Mr. Prescott's big fishing company is keeping me out of business."
It felt very real.
Yeah, and then like especially like the diner, because like I'm just like a slut for like diner culture.
Shut the fuck up, same,
Yeah. So like when I saw like
me.
I was like, this town is based around a diner.
Yeah,
Oh.
right? It just felt very like.
Like very Americana.
Yes, that's
And I like slut for diner culture, slut for Americana. I mean like
perfect.
My one of the things on my bucket list is like drive on Route 66 and stop at a diner.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
what bucket list isn't that on?
I know.
Someone I don't trust, that's who.
That's true. If somebody's like if I met somebody and they're like, "I don't like diners," I'm gonna be like, "Oh, hell
Oh,
no."
we're not friends
Yeah,
then.
I'm like first I'll be like if it's somebody like 'cause like I had a friend who was from like the South, and then she was just like, "I don't know, I don't really like diners." I'm like, "Well, you've never had a Jersey diner before,
Yeah, you
and
never had
Jersey's
like a.
known for their diners." But
You never
then
had like a northeast like literally hole in the wall
diner,
diner
yeah,
experience.
like oh my God, like shout out to the Edison Diner in Edison. Oh, perfect. So then like after like gushing about diners, yeah, and then like I like the lighthouse. I just loved all the shots they had at the lighthouse.
Agreed. I think that was very visually
Yeah, like
pleasing.
especially like I love there was this one shot where Chloe was just sitting alone at the White at the White House. Yeah,
Yep, at the White
at the
House.
White House with the gun about to shoot Trump.
My goal.
Chloe would shoot
She would,
Trump. Chloe would.
100%.
Max will be like, "Chloe, I don't know, boom." And
Chloe would
then,
be like, shut
shut
up.
up, Max. We had to do this. But anyway, it's like that, like again, like with Frank, it's like that scene is like that scene where it was silence, just Chloe sitting watching the sunset alone. That's where I felt like, damn, she loved Rachel.
She,
Because that was at the end of the first episode, so she was still like, Rachel. So then, like, I saw that and was like, damn, she really loved Rachel. Just the way it was. Like, the people who shot this, Because, like, really, like, the only big video game director is Hideo Kojima, and I haven't really played a lot of his games, so I can't judge his status as director, but whoever directed this game, shout out to you.
Oh yeah, it was very smart, I think, is failed. Like, not just obviously not just in the story, because that was incredible, but like in the way it was. This sounds stupid, but like in the way it was done. Yeah.
And like the music tied it all together too.
Oh my god, the music was the. Do I call it a score in a video game? I guess
Yeah, you can
not.
call it the score,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was so perfectly. For me, music is so important in stuff like movies and video games and stuff, because that is what makes or breaks the feel. And I think the music in Life is Strange just perfectly met what the audience and the player was supposed to feel in the moment, which I think is something so intelligent.
Especially like Max and Chloe's theme. Oh
Oh,
my
yeah.
God, like I judge all fictional relationships on how well their relationship holds up to that song.
Fail.
And then
Respect.
what else is there about the first Life is Strange? I exhausted. Oh, the biggest alternate universe when like again what you were saying where everybody was just trying to do good but it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Max tries to save Chloe's father and everything goes to shit.
Oh, yes. When his whole father was saved, did you get to that alternate timeline where Chloe was like
In the wheelchair, yeah, and she had to like eat through the
dead?
tube, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas
Oh
only
my
her head
god.
she could move, yeah.
Oh, that fucked me
Like
up.
at first, like, cause like, when I, cause like when Max woke up and she's like with the Vortex people, I was like, whoa, what is going on? And she ran to Chloe, and then like, oh my God, I'm getting a cramp. Oh my God.
It gets too
It
much.
gets too much, yeah. But then, like, when she opened, when the dad opened the door and that last shot was just Chloe in the wheelchair, my heart, like,
Like
sank.
sank.
I was just like, oh my, because, like, I wanted to, like, apologize so much because I was like, Chloe, like, I just want to be like, Chloe,
I
I'm
wanted to
so
be done with
sorry.
that like so quickly. I was like, I don't care what has to be done. I'm not like letting this
Letting this
happen.
happen, and then it's like, and then. In that time, like that timeline where they just go to the beach and they talk and they like watch Blade Runner at home and they talk, it's just like that was just like damn, they really love each other. Like no matter where they are in time,
Oh, they're gonna just like end up falling in love.
yeah,
Yeah.
like even though it was forbidden, they will end up like no matter what, they'll
Together.
fight against time and be together.
Oh yeah. That like oh yeah, that was like a good like eye opener to that. It's like it doesn't matter what really happens that these two like
Will be together
people.
even for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, speaking of that timeline, did you help Chloe kill herself?
No, I could. You
I
did.
did because I just saw how much pain Chloe was in.
I think that was like such a like a real life decision too. I was like, oh
That
my
what
god, this is intense.
because like for me, I was just like, oh my God, like I thought saving Kate was the biggest choice I had to make.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was the most stressful thing in the game, but this, because like I could see both things, because I'm like, because like part of me was like, I'm gonna fix this timeline. I shouldn't kill her, and like you know, like you shouldn't kill people. That's what.
I think that was my biggest thing. I was like, I know I'm not, this timeline isn't the real timeline. So I was like, I'm just like not gonna like I'm gonna save myself the emotional trauma.
And then, but then like. On the other hand, I just saw that, like, this is a person in pain, and she's telling her best friend to, like, do this for her, so this is serious. And I felt like she's in so much pain. She's, like, she's my best friend. And then, like, what? Like, it just came down to she's in so much pain. She's my best. Like, I felt like she's my best friend, and this is what she wants. If I say no. What kind of friend am I? And I know that might be a shitty way to look at it, but that's just how I felt. So then I did. I got her the morphine, and then like as she's closing her eyes, she says like, "Thank you, Max, for making this like last day of my life wonderful." And then like after that, I cried for like 10 minutes
Well,
because I was like,
just like, Like whole Palin thing and like that, I like couldn't like I guess like
because
literally.
She said like eventually my lungs are gonna shut down. I'm gonna die slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the parents were hiding it from her. I'm getting an Amber Alert.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Who's missing?
Is Rachel missing? Okay, the recording's still there. Is Rachel missing? That's horrible because a kid could
no.
be in danger and I'm making a joke.
That would be terrible, but also like kind of funny.
Yeah. Key.
Oh, that's awful.
But then I cried for like 5-10 minutes after
yeah.
that. Like that's the one that brought me to tears, not the arcade, not killing Chloe. And then like after that I was filled with such like rage and determination. I was like, I'm gonna fix this, Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like when you go back in time, it's not implied that like, oh, you gave William the keys and he died. The game makes you watch Chloe give that final exchange with her father and
see
her father
my God,
walk
yes.
out the door, knowing that you needed to do that so your friend could be happy. Like that was so
that was
powerful.
A lot.
It's
powerful.
Like it's
that's
like it's like
word.
You really felt the weight of your decision that like
yeah it's like wow
to make
I
her
can't
happy, you need to kill her father
mm-hmm.
as shitty as that seems that's what you have to do
it you were literally deciding between two lives
yeah and then what else about the first Life is Strange my notes are exhausted did you play Captain Spirit it's like a free demo they did mm-hmm. for Life is Strange 2.
I don't. No, I did
no.
not.
It's okay if I just, like, talk about it?
Oh, my God,
can, like,
yeah.
Off it.
I'll, yeah.
Okay, so
I'll
then,
vibe.
Like, yeah. So, Captain Spirit, it takes place also in Oregon. Like, all these games are taking place in the Pacific Northwest. So then, like, it takes place in Oregon, and it's about this, like, little kid, and he loves superheroes. Like I forgot, like he made, like the best I forgot all the little superhero and villain names he made but they were so cute and they were after like all these like one of them was like Car Shark because he had a toy where
Name.
He just glued a shark to his car and he's like he's a bad guy he's Car Shark
Da-da.
Yeah so then he did that but then the thing is
that's
that,
funny
but then he made up this villain this ultimate villain that he fights called Mantron and that name is going to come back like
oh
later because let me just Google because like I realized it but I forgot exactly the let me Mantron Captain Spirit oh no okay it's not coming up so
oh,
I'm just gonna have to wing it because like you find out that his mother died and he's left alone with his father.
Okay.
And then the mother died in a horrible car accident, but you realize that the name of the street corner, when you put the names together, it becomes Mantron. So his biggest villain is overcoming his mother's death.
Yeah.
And it's just so...
Oh my God. People who, like, come up with these are, like, so, like...
I know, it's like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, I could never come up to this. Why am I even going to school for this? I can't come up with
What's
this
the
shit.
Point?
But then, like, it's just so good because, like, you see how... Because, like, with Chloe, you see how, like, an older person deals with the loss of a parent, and that's rough. But this is... You get to see how a child
deals
with it.
This is a child,
and
yeah.
They really integrate it into their life.
Oh, my God.
Because, like... And there's another part where you have to go through, like, this labyrinth. It's just like cardboard boxes he laid out in
uh-huh.
the yard. But it's like, ooh, the labyrinth of doom to get to the treasure. And the treasure is pictures of him and his mother.
Oh, I'm gonna
so
cry.
So literally for him, so then, like, he's making these things to, like, he physically made something to embody the feelings he feels when he thinks about his mother. And then, like, the dad... in the beginning you see like you could like look around his room and he's like, oh, mom got me that book. I miss mom or like whatever. So you know early on, okay,
Aww.
The mom's dead.
Yeah.
And you see the dad, and then the dad is just like, I forgot what it was, but he was just like, after I watch the basketball game, we're gonna go out and do this. And he's like, pinky promise? And he's like, hell yeah, pinky promise. And pinky promise. So I'm like, oh, this dad loves his son. Thank God, we have something. But then
I think I have a positive character. Oh my God, what are you gonna say?
But then he gets drunk watching the game.
No.
And then when the kid wakes him up, he starts yelling and knocking things over. And then
why do people gotta be drunk?
And I don't know. And then the neighbor comes over and the neighbor says, what's going on? And she says, like, hey, why don't you come with me and you can stay with, like, me and my husband for a little bit. And what this kid does, he says no, and he runs out to, like, his little tree house, which is, like, his fortress of solitude
right.
thing. And he climbs up, and then, like, he climbs up. He's going to run up there to hide from everything. But as he runs up, one of the ladder things breaks, and as he's falling, he's caught in midair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see these two Hispanic kids. Well, which you find out in the Life is Strange 2 trailer, those are the main protagonists of the game.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking at him. And then, like, at first I thought, like, oh, Captain Spirit has those powers. Like, he caught himself and those, like, Hispanic kids. Well, I shouldn't call them Hispanic kids. That sounds oddly racist. But those two kids were just like, whoa, you have superpowers? That's dope, bro. But then it's really, I think it's the younger kid who has the powers and he caught Captain Spirit. So then, like, it ends with, like, oh, my God, these two little boys are going to become best friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then, yeah, that's basically Captain Spirit.
Wow.
And it was, I played that game, and, like, there's so much more to it. Like, there's, like, the father used to be a basketball star, but then, like, he got this horrible injury, and that's why he, like, always watches the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
Everything has backstory.
Yeah, and then, like, that's Captain Spirit, and then I thought... Because, like, I was a little worried when they said, like, I love Max and Chloe. I'm going to miss them. Like, I don't know if Life is Strange 2 will be as good without them. But then if Life is Strange 2 is as good as Captain Spirit, mm-hmm. which I have a big feeling it is, I'm not worried.
Wait, so Life is Strange 2 is not... Oh, I guess it can't be really a continuation.
Yeah.
Because... Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But if you want more Max and Chloe, in November, they are writing a comic series. And
Ooh.
It follows what happens to Max and Chloe after... You sacrifice Arcadia Bay.
If you, yeah, because obviously. Yeah,
so then it follows that story. So if you want more Max and Chloe in November, go to your local comic shop. If you live in East Brunswick Milltown, go to Main Street Comics. I'm still plugging them.
Get a promo code, sis.
Yeah, I should message them on, like, Instagram. Like, hey, guys, can you be my official sponsor?
Yes. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by...
by Main Street Comics.
Oh, the dream.
My first corporate sponsor. But then, yeah, like, get the comic if you want to know what happens to Max and Chloe. But Life is Strange 2, it's... Like, I can't wait to see... Because, like, Life is Strange 2 is about the relationship between two brothers. And I'm an only child. So, like...
What's that like?
Yeah, it gets rough sometimes.
I can imagine, actually.
So then, like, I could... So then, like, I want to see these two... Like, because, like, I've never had a brother. And then, like, if Life is Strange 2 is just as good as Life is Strange 1, it's going to make me feel like what having a brother is like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. And, of course, I'm excited for Chris, Captain Spirit, to make his way into Life is Strange 2. I just want to see him. So, yeah.
We want the cameo.
Yeah, like, because, like, when they released the trailer, everybody's first thought... Because, like, everybody thought Life is Strange 2 was going to be about Chris, Captain Spirit.
Right.
But then, like, they made a 180. It's like, no, it's about those two kids he saw. So then everybody was like... Where's Chris? How's he gonna work into it? And the devs are just like, hush, hush, don't worry.
Just you wait,
like, just
please.
You wait to see how he comes into it. But then, yeah, that's all I got to say on my part.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm good.
I guess we'll end it here.
All right, thank you for having me.
Of course, you can come on anytime.
I'm honored.
Yeah. And now all the listeners would know about you.
All 60?
All 60.
I have 60 new friends.
You do have 60 new
friends.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. All right, so... So coming up next time, we got possibly Kingsman, if I ever get around to watching the movies. Sorry, Kate. I might see Luke soon, so that Batman episode I've been teasing might come out. And, of course, sticking to video games, Telltale Games... unfortunately sporadically closed and could not even pay severance for their employees. 250 people were laid off without severance, and they need new jobs. Who is calling me? Okay, decline. So then I will be doing an episode on Telltale Games and just my experience with their games, so look out for that.
Expose them.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to expose them. The government is already suing them. So
fair enough.
The government's already suing them, so I'll just talk about my experiences. All right, so I guess that's it. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks again.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.